From the Kentucky Cousins to the Wheeler Dealers or Constitutional Squares and Scrambled Legs, there are several different square dance clubs in Kentucky. While there are numerous physical and mental benefits to square dancing, it's the fun and fellowship that keep many of the dancers returning to Dotsy Do. I'm Sherry Lawson. I attended a square dance and have this report. In October, Diana Schweitzer turned 60 years old and decided to celebrate by hosting a square dance. She says the last time she participated in square dancing, she was in the fourth grade. But it was memorable, and she thought it would be fun.
And it's just a way of mingling with everybody. I just thought it was a nice way to have community while dancing.
Everybody bow to your partner, corner two, circle to the left, around.
It's an activity some people enjoy on a regular basis because they crave that community connection. On a recent Saturday evening, several people from Northern Kentucky and a few folks from Ohio who belong to square dance clubs spent about 2 hours on their feet following square dance directions in a room at an area civic center. Caller Pam Quartz instructed about 32 people at a time which way to turn, bow, and swing their partners. Quartz has been calling square dances for about 36 years.
It attracts a lot of engineers and educators and people who like always want to keep learning. I mean, in a 2.5 hours dance, you can do the equivalent of a 5 mile walk, but it doesn't feel like it because you're playing around and having a good time.
Wearing a maroon top and white pants, Fran Nagel has short white hair. The 85-year-old's been square dancing since 1990. She started with her husband, who has since died, but she continues to dance 3 nights a week. Why do you square dance?
Because I love it. I broke my hip in the 1st of September. 3 weeks later, I was square dancing.
The dress code is casual, but Diana Sova wears a full skirt with a floral pattern. It flares out when she twirls.
It's a lot of fun. It's good exercise without thinking about exercise.
On this night, the dancers' ages range from 45 to 90. Vicki Reinhardt, John Ziff, and Linda McAtee tell what keeps them coming back.
There's a lot of camaraderie in it. If you happen to miss a dance, usually there's somebody that will follow up and call on you and say, hey, how are you doing? We missed you at the dance. Are you okay?
It's a group of family, friends. It's a fun activity. There's always food to eat.
It makes you think, and it's a social thing.
Dee Dugonski, assistant professor in the Department of Health and Clinical Sciences at the University of Kentucky, says there are mental and physical benefits to the dance, and it's important to remember the benefits of having fun while square dancing.
I think the cognitive benefits from remembering routines and doing all of the steps in order, you know, we often hear recommendations about puzzling or cognitive word games, and this is a form of that cognitive functioning that people are staying sharp not only physically but mentally through this activity too.
In central Kentucky, retired Fayette County school bus driver Ryan Nabar has enjoyed calling square dances since 2009. The 75-year-old also teaches square dancing twice a week. On this Saturday, he recorded his last class for this year but says he'll start classes up again on January 6th.
Centers pass through. Touch a quarter here.
Nabar says there's traditional and modern Western style square dancing.
Traditional would be one that a person could walk into and they would get taught what to do and have a fun night and have some simple routines and go home and forget about it till the next time. So the modern Western style is built on a standardized group of calls that is used worldwide, so you can actually travel to Japan and they will use the same calls in English they do here.
As for 60-year-old Diana Schweitzer, she's looking forward to square dancing again. She had so much fun at her 60th birthday party and especially liked how everyone kept smiling.
Everybody's happy. You can't be sad and square dance at the same time.
Up to the middle and come on back. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson.